Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you need to know, depend on your severe weather station.
I messed up last year. Yes, I did.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This is Michael Savage. Join me weeknight at 8 on KNSS.
Do I like the direction that our country is headed in? I am a little concerned about some things that are going on in our country, but I think that we are awesome, and I love us.
It's a beautiful day.
Good morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now. It's 7:45 on a Friday morning.
Three things.
Congress works to avoid a possible government shutdown. Less than 24 hours from now.
Two.
Suspect arrested in abduction and robbery of a woman in Wichita.
One.
Former Wichita cops accused in gambling investigation. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Let's take a look at traffic update. We do still have a traffic backup. Northbound lanes of the canal route that crash. Northbound lanes of I-135 just north of the 9th Street exit. Vehicle against the wall and traffic still backed up. Back off to the south from that one. That's in the northbound lanes of the canal route near 9th. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Ted Woodward.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 55 degrees. South wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusting higher at times. Mostly clear and windy tonight. The overnight low 35. For Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 55. Then looking ahead to Sunday, at least a 20% chance we could see some showers in the Wichita area on Sunday. Now mostly cloudy, south wind at 12 miles per hour, and 27 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Starved, chained, and only allowed to take a shower once a year. That's the picture prosecutors are painting of the lives of 13 children of David and Louise Turpin in Southern California. Now the Turpins are pleading not guilty. Fox's Anita Vogel has more.
The only thing they were allowed to do was write in journals. Investigators seizing hundreds of them, calling it key evidence of what occurred inside the home. The children lacking a basic knowledge of life, many not even knowing what a police officer was. The 17-year-old daughter who escaped had been working on a plan with her siblings for 2 years and took another sibling with her. But that sibling got scared and turned back. The Turpins now each held on $13 million bond.
7:47 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. What a story that is. Coming out of Southern California, just it defies logic. I mean, defies imagination, but there it is. Keeping those kids, keeping all that secret in an urban neighborhood like that, a suburban neighborhood for years and years and years, and nobody knew about it. No social workers, no authorities, no police, no neighbors didn't know about that. That is the strangest thing to me, that something like that could be. You get very, very hard to hide, you know, more than a dozen people in a house forever and not have somebody know something was wrong. Anyway, ongoing story there in Southern California. We'll be following that one for you. Stocks finished today slightly lower Thursday, pulling the market below the record highs it set the day before. The Standard & Poor's 500 index fell just over 4 points. The Dow gave up nearly 98 points, and the NASDAQ composite fell 2 points. So not a big adjustment, but some adjustment downward yesterday in the markets. Interest rates on long-term home loans are rising. The rate on the benchmark 30-year fixed-rate mortgage has hit the highest level since May of 2017. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac says the 30-year rate rose to 4.04% this week from 3.99% last week. The rate on 15-year fixed-rate mortgages, popular with homeowners who are refinancing, rose to 3.49% from 3.44%. So a little bit of inflationary pressure, apparently, on what's going home with interest rates for homes. Amazon has narrowed its search for a second headquarters city to 20 locations concentrated mostly in the east.
Wichita, not on the list.
Not on the list. Toronto made the list as well, as the company kept its international options open. The online retailing giant says, after sorting through 238 proposals, the potential locations will include tech-strong places such as Boston and New York. Kansas City and St. Louis were in the mix, but they did not make the cut.
Did not make the final 20.
And, who was that I interviewed just a while back? And they basically said, maybe it was Jeremy Hill at Wichita State University. He basically said, you know, the population here, we couldn't support something.
Oh,
like
there's
that.
No way.
We don't have enough people. We couldn't get enough people
no,
in here.
No.
The right to people trained in the proper things, we couldn't do it. So let's be realistic and shoot for smaller firms. Get some of those in here. Huh? 7:51 now, Steve and Ted. Trouble and a possible brighter future for a Wichita company. Editor Bill Roy with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, which, of course, is on the streets today. The headline, SNT Media, what now? SNT Media was a Wichita tech company that moved several years ago to Wichita, set up shop. It used cutting-edge technology to aggregate information and provide it to media companies and other websites. It was an example of how Wichita could branch out from aviation and into technology. However, things started to go downhill for SNT apparently in 2017. Lawsuits filed recently indicate the company couldn't pay many of its bills. Company leadership was removed, and now Wichita businessman Gary O'Born is trying to lead SNT out of its troubles. They've even considered bankruptcy. Our Brian Horwath provides some detail and context in his story today. SNT also the topic of the latest episode of the Biz Talk with Bill Roy podcast. This week's top 25 list, the Wichita area's largest law firms. They're ranked by number of Wichita area attorneys. Folston Siefkin remains at the top, followed by Hinkle Law Firm. The rest of the top five, Martin Pringle Law Firm, Fleeson, Gooing, Coulson & Kitch, and Triplett, Wolf & Gerritsen. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
You know, it wasn't too long ago, not many years ago, where we had lawyer jokes. You remember that?
Sure.
How many lawyers? It's always something disparaging about lawyers. Well, you know, the thing is, if you got a legal problem, who are you going to call? You can't call Ghostbusters.
That's right.
you could,
but it wouldn't get you very far.
That's right. Some of our best friends are attorneys, one way or another, and we salute those. Most of them do a pretty good job, I think. We're not going to name any names.
They work very hard.
But
yeah.
See, I noticed no individuals on your top lawyer list there. How would you rate lawyers, though? In terms of
that's the thing. There is a best lawyers.
There is
program out there. Yeah,
they do this locally. The legal profession kind of rank them and how well they do. It was interesting news this week. This has been an interesting week all the way around, as most weeks are. But
right.
That A380, that great big Airbus airplane that's got a double decker, the biggest. It's the biggest plane in the world, isn't it?
It's a big one. I'm not sure how it compares to the 747. We need Daniel McCoy, our aviation reporter, in here.
Well, Emirates came through and bought a bunch of them, got a sale in, and they were saying one of the experts was saying if they don't get a sale last week, then they stopped making that plane. So
the demand hasn't been there for that aircraft, and now Emirates has stepped up.
I wonder if that has any impact on our folks here, our Airbus employees here. I don't know.
They designed some parts of Airbus aircraft, and Spirit AeroSystems may have some work on that as well.
All right. Well, hey, today is we've mentioned this once or twice. Today is the 20th anniversary of my start here at KNSS on the radio.
It seems like yesterday.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? What were you doing at that time? 1998.
20 years ago.
Yeah, were you still working in radio?
1998. No, I was over at Channel 12.
Yeah, that's right. Your career went from radio over to Channel 12, and you were a huge big shot over there, turning over, $200,000-$300,000 a year.
Yeah, were you fetching coffee for Susan Peters?
What were you doing? Actually, as for Cindy Close.
Cindy,
yeah,
okay.
Roger Cornish. Yeah.
You kept them in the comp. Well, actually, you pretty much did that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Assignment editor, wasn't it?
What else can I get you, Mr. Cornish?
Does he really insist that you call him Mr. Cornish?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You do not call Roger Roger. You call him Mr. Cornish. or The Great One. Either one of those.
The Great One?
The Great One.
I could learn something from that guy.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Bill. That's Bill.
You bet.
The Wichita Business. I think he's being facetious there. I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. It's 7:55 now. Steve and Ted coming up at 8 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. How about this government shutdown? Is it on or off? We've got the latest coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.